Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with LearnVisualStudio.net. In the previous lesson, we looked at the plumbing that makes the list view data binding actually work. And so in exercise number 3, task 1 and 2, we're going to be asked to modify the start page and modify the group detail page. So we're going to make changes to the HTML and the CSS that comprise the list view's templates. Now, as you follow the instructions in the lab, you might be tempted to simply just blow away the old code and put in the new code purely as the instructions tell you to do. I recommend that you stop, take a moment just to really comprehend the changes that you're about to make. It forces you to own the changes and know why you're doing what you're actually doing. Don't be in a rush to just fly through these exercises. The best insights come whenever you're not rushed and when you can really think to yourself, why am I doing this? What would I expect the outcome of these changes to actually produce? So, here's how I would go through this. I first would compare the current stylings with what the hands-on lab wants me to change. So in this case, as I read through this, I can tell that there's two basic changes that are going to be made. The first one is that I'm going to start removing and changing the names of the items that we'll be binding to. So that should fix, in my mind, the problems with the data binding that we saw as we looked with the undefined word. We're not pulling the right data. So that's the one change we're going to make. And then we're also going to change the width and the height of the individual list items on the grouped item list page. So I think to myself, you know, how would I expect this to affect the layout? And if you've ever read a book and you're you know, deep into the book and then you find yourself just scanning the pages with your eyes, you're not really reading and you have to go back a few pages and catch up and refamiliarize yourself, you can slip into that same autopilot mode whenever you're going through these hands-on labs. So I would really encourage you to keep your brain engaged. Fight the urge to slip into autopilot and miss the lessons that you can get from these hands-on labs. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started here in task number 1. It tells us to open up the groupedItems.html page, find the div whose element is item template, and remove the h6 element that binds the text content to subtitle property. All right, so that should be easy enough. So if you don't recall where this is at, you want to go into the pages folder, the grouped items subfolder, and we're going to work with the first two files, grouped items HTML and grouped items.css. In the grouped items.html page, we're going to scroll down and we're going to look for this H6 right here, and I think it just wants us to completely remove this. So I'm just going to highlight the whole thing and hit delete on my keyboard. So that's the first change that needs to be made. All right, and then the next thing that it wants you to do in the H4 element on the line above the one that you just deleted, change it from title to short title, okay? So that's easy enough. Short, lowercase s, capital T in title, I believe, and that will be important. Okay, and then step number 3, let's now modify the CSS styles to decrease the height of the overlay at the bottom of each item. So while we're at it, we'll also modify the recipe dimensions to preserve the image aspect ratios. All right, so here we go. Grouped items.css, we're going to look for this class, this combination of class, grouped items page, grouped items list.item. So I'm going to take a look here in the grouped items.css page, which I already have open. And if I scroll through, I think it's about on line number 60. Let's take a look now what it wants us to do. It says I could just completely make the change, but let's just compare these side by side. This part over. So it looks like we're going to decrease the height and then also change the height and the width of the individual items, and then we'll come back and do the overlay next. All right, so I guess what we could just do is just copy this whole thing, Control C, and then we'll make the change here. Control V, and let me go ahead and use tabs to kind of fix that. And then, but down on line number 72 now, what it wants us to do is change, and let's see what change we're going to make here. Looks like the biggest change that we're going to make is just give enough room for the row, for the height of the row to contain whatever's inside of it. So that's about the only change, but I'll go ahead just to make sure. Copy and then paste over the correct one here with the item dash overlay. Okay, and I'll highlight all that and tab it over a little bit. Okay, very good. And then it tells us to run the app, and we should see a changed aspect ratio and a little bit less of that opaque area over, or transparent area rather, over the image itself. All right, so it looks like a nice aesthetic change. Very cool. So let's look at now the next step, or the next task rather, modifying the group detail page. So the first thing we're going to do is just make an observation. So let's go ahead and run this. And so if we click on the group header, we can see there's this undefined word that we'll want to modify. And let's see, what was the other thing that it wanted us to do in this lab? I think that's going to be one of the only changes here. Oh, and we're going to add prep time. And we're going to make some changes to the aspect ratio of that group image. Okay, and looks like we'll also modify the individual items that appear and make them appear a little bit closer together, because right now looks like they're pretty far apart. So let's go ahead and rerun that. So we want to, I guess, put them a little bit closer together. Probably that's a pretty minor detail. Let's go ahead and do it. So we're going to close these. Okay, so the next thing that we're going to want to do is make a change to the group detail page. So let's go ahead and open up the pages folder and drill down into the group detail subfolder. And we want to open up groupdetail.html. So let's go ahead and take a look at the changes we're asked to make here. It tells us to run the application again, and this time we want to take a look at the group item, or the group detail page, and take a look at the word undefined that shows up underneath the header of Chinese. And so we want to remove that. And then the next thing we want to do is work on the item templates. So let's go ahead and run this. So let's click on Chinese. You can see this word undefined. We also have an aspect ratio issue. This is too short and squatty. We're going to need to increase the height. Then over here, we have some problems with these individual templates. First of all, the images, their aspect ratio should be changed so that the image is not distorted. And then also we have this undefined here, and we're going to need to take care of that in the item template for this list. So let's go ahead and jump back in and follow the instructions. The first thing it tells us to do is to find the H2 whose class is header template and remove the H2. Okay, so let's find that. And here we are. We need to remove this because it is currently undefined. Good. So that's gone. The next thing we need to do is go to the actual item template. And what we want to do is change the word, or removing the H6 and the H4 bound to description and subtitle, and then change title to short title. So let's find our template. I guess we're right here in this template, and it wants us to remove the subtitle and the description, so we'll do that. And then it wants us to change this from title to short title, like so. And then the next thing it wants us to do is to add this for prep time right underneath of it. So we're going to go right there. Great. Let me reformat this a little bit. Cool. Now that we've made those changes, I think we're going to move on to the CSS, right? So let's go ahead and jump over here to our groupdetail.css. I'll increase the font size a little bit. And let's see, what classes are we looking at here? We're looking for grouped detail page, item list, win group header, group image. Group image. Okay, so right here. And remember, this is that image of China that we want to make taller. So I would expect the height to have to change, and maybe little else, I'm not sure. Let's take a look at what they suggest. So the height needs to be 320 as opposed to, what is it now, 270 or 238. Wow, okay, so let's go ahead and just copy the code. And then let's come over here and paste it in. And I'll go ahead and move it over. And then the next thing it wants us to do is go to the group detail item list item selector. And what we want to do is move the items a little closer together and allow the recipe images to retain their original aspect ratio. So we want them to be a little more landscaped. So go ahead, copy this group detail page items list item. Group detail page list items list item. I think that's it. So let me just make sure here. Yep, that's what we want to change. All right. So now, if you were really building this app yourself, you would be looking at, looking at this template and saying, "All right, I need to find whatever controls the image, and this is ultimately what I want to change here." So item template, item image class. Let's see if I can find the CSS for that. Group detail page item list item. So I may have to take into consideration the fact that this is just a template and it will be used inside of this group detail page. And so that's why in the CSS, we're looking for this item, not just item list item, right? So it's a little tricky. You just have to hunt around for things and find out and maybe experiment a little bit. And then if you make a change and it doesn't impact the setting that you were hoping for, to Control-Z to get out of whatever changes you made. All right, so let's run and see if the changes we made will actually impact this positively. Okay, so our map is larger. No more the word undefined has been removed underneath the word Chinese. Also, our list of items has changed significantly. We now have prep time, and our images look good. So that's great. So we made good progress at customizing the default grid app template and making it our own. So we're going to finish this up with the final template in the next lesson. We'll see you there. Thank you. Mm-hmm.